It's the Moneyline Show. If you have a question concerning your money, retirement, or estate planning, or if you're simply looking for some direction in investment education, stay tuned. You'll find the Moneyline Show most informative and helpful. Now, here's your host for the Moneyline Show, George Dukovich.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of the Moneyline Show. This is George Dukovich coming to you from the studios, Today's Wish, 99.7 FM. And a good Saturday morning to you after Christmas, as we're in between New Year and Orthodox Christmas coming up on the 7th. Can't forget that important date. Another day to get together with the family and eat some more, right? Eat some more cookies, candies, cakes, food, good food. It's always a good time. But good morning and welcome to our program. Hope everyone's doing well out there. And if you're tuning in for the very first time, this is the Moneyline Financial Show. My name is George Dukovich. I'm a certified financial planner and registered investment advisor representative with Raymond James Financial Services. Raymond James is a member of FINRA and SIPC. Our offices are located here in Pittsburgh on Liberty Avenue. We're a full-service investment and financial planning firm that we're here Saturdays to help you with your financial questions, whatever they may be. We take your calls off the air and up to 1 hour after the program. Now, the phone numbers that you can use to call, and we do have some questions from last week dealing with, last week we were talking about year-end planning. Well, we have one day left, right? Monday. And everybody's open till 4 o'clock on Monday. I say 4 o'clock because that's when the market's closed, but that's a full day. So everybody's open on Monday. Questions for you, 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. The toll-free number is 1-800-400-3119. Again, 1-800-400-3119. And don't forget to check out our website, DukovichFinancial.com. So we're here at 7:30 till 8. Take your calls off air after that. On Sundays, if you're listening, it's the Early Bird Special. We are rebroadcasting our Saturday program on Sunday. But you can use the same number to call and leave questions. That is fine. We will get to them the following week. We do have some questions from last week dealing with some year-end planning. A question about required distributions. How much money do you have to take out is basically the question. We'll look at that. And the other question was, if I don't take it out, or, you know, person called and said, you know, they had to take the money out, what's the penalty if I don't? So we'll look into those questions. But the other thing is, if, you know, whatever question's on your mind's fair game. There's no such thing as a dumb question. It's, some of the stuff gets kind of complicated. Sometimes you think you know the rule, but that rule changed, and that happens quite a bit. There's always a lot of new numbers coming out. Like right now, we are getting the new numbers for next year. Like the IRS is putting out the new contribution limits for next year. We have the mileage deduction rules that you can use, you know, for your cars and whatnot, depending on if you're using it for work, for charity, whatever. Those are coming out too. So there, all these new numbers are coming out, and unfortunately, folks, they do change every single year. What I do want to tell you, though, is you still have one day only, and that is Monday, to get some of these last-minute things together. What are the last-minute things? Well, if you have investments, and this, I would say mostly mutual funds, or if you sold stocks during the year, you might have accumulated some capital gains that are going to go through to your tax return. So if you have a lot of capital gains, you might try to want to see if you have capital losses to offset the gains so you don't pay. Now, in some tax brackets, if you are in a lower bracket, you don't have to worry about paying anything. So check your tax bracket, check last year's tax return, because you only have till Monday. Now, it's okay. You can sell on Monday. You don't have to get the money out. You just have to have the transaction on Monday, because Monday, we're still in 2018. So don't wait till the last moment. If you think you have some selling to do because of all these capital gains paid out through mutual funds, call your investment people Monday. Normally, they can start trading at 9:30 when the market's open. You can put your trade in. You're done for the year. You get the tax loss to help offset the gain. Or if you want to bring some gains in, flip it around. You have room in your low tax bracket. Let's say that you're in the tax bracket that the taxes capital gains at zero. Why not take advantage? Adjust your basis. Bring the basis up, okay? You won't pay any federal tax, okay? And you got to know the numbers, so don't just wing it. Know the numbers. You won't pay the federal, but keep in mind the state kind of taxes everything. So if you don't have losses to offset the gains, you're going to pay the state on your capital gains. But you have until Monday at 4 o'clock to get those trades in. Same with required distributions, but I think it'll be a little bit difficult. Good luck with that one, calling someone to get the money out. You better prepare to drive somewhere and fill out a form and get it in, or email it in or something of that nature for required distributions. So all that's coming Monday. That's your last day for that stuff. Okay, we have to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Money Line Show. My name is George Dukovich. We're going to take a short commercial break and be right back.
To call in with your money questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. The Money Line will return right after this short commercial break.
Your business is growing. Your needs are changing. Raymond James Financial Advisor George Dukovich is committed to helping you design a financial plan for your life as well as the life of your business. As a business owner, you may be looking to expand, transfer the business to a family member, establish a 401k, or invest in Key Man Insurance. Whatever your needs, they can help. To learn more about their business services, call George Dukovich at 412-281-3119. Located in Pittsburgh in the Strip District. Raymond James Financial Services. Member FINRA. SIPC.
Endometriosis is a chronic medical condition that can lead to severe pain and infertility. Endometriosis affects more than 5 million women in the U.S. and Canada. Hello, I'm Mary Brooks Beatty, President of Women in Government, an organization of state policymakers. We want to tell you that endometriosis can be treated. Talk to your doctor about medical therapies or surgery for this serious condition that occurs in the uterus. To learn more, visit womeningovernment.org. That's womeningovernment.org.
To call in with your specific questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. And now, back to the Moneyline Show with George Dukovich.
Welcome back to the Moneyline Show. This is George Dukovich. Again, our phone number's here. If you have questions, off the air, 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. Toll free, 1-800-400-3119. And you can use those very same phone numbers during the week. Well, a wild week for the stock market. How about that? All in 1 week, worst Christmas Eve ever, right? Or within a week, worst Christmas Eve ever sell-off. And that was on a short day, too, because it did close early. Then the day after, the best one-day rally ever in the stock market. That's why it's very difficult if you're a long-term investor to try to guess these things. Very difficult to do. This week, the Dow was down a bit, down about 70 points. The S&P was down about 3 points. The NASDAQ was up about 5 points. And the Russell Small Cap Index also up about 6 points. So kind of like a mixed day here. So we'll see what happens Monday. Monday, last day for selling. And a lot of people are asking, hey, George, what's going on? What's all the volatility? What's happening? Why is there so much, you know, why is it dropping so much? It's very simple. It's really simple. More sellers than buyers. When you have more sellers of a product, no matter what product it is, and there's lots of them selling it, the price is going to go down. It's no difference with the stock market. You might have a fantastic company. It's making great money, paying a good dividend, but if somebody doesn't want it, they're selling it. And unfortunately, a lot of these decisions, and you'll hear more and more about it, a lot of these decisions aren't being made by real people. They're being made by machines that are programmed with these mathematical formulas called algorithms. So that's a good percentage of the selling. What else happens at the end of the year? We got notice from one of our financial economists that there was about 150, give or take a few, hedge funds liquidating. When a hedge fund liquidates, that means they sell out and give everyone their money back. Okay, so a lot of those funds sold out. So that's a lot of selling at year end. What have we been talking about the last couple weeks? Selling because a mutual fund of your doing and not by the mutual fund's desire passes through to you capital gains that will show up as taxable income on your tax return. So what happens, people say, gee, I don't want to pay taxes. I got to look for something to sell. Maybe I have something at a loss that'll offset the gain or at least, you know, dumb it down a little bit where I'm not paying full boat on my taxes. So people are selling for tax reasons. The other thing that no one talked about, required minimum distributions. We've been talking about you have to take them, but what does that really mean? That means you have to sell something. You have to sell something to get the cash. Now, are you forced to actually sell your shares? No. You can take distributions in shares, but a lot of people want the money. They don't want a share. Now, some people will reinvest their distributions. They'll take the shares of the stock or the mutual fund, and they'll have it owned in their own little individual account or joint account, husband and wife account, and that distribution will go in there. That's fine. That counts as an RMD. But most people want money. They want cash. So what happens? They sell too. Now, think about the demographics of our country, right? Have you ever heard the term baby boomers? Well, there's a lot of them, and they have a lot of IRAs. And a lot of those IRAs and those retirement plans are, guess what? They're invested in stock-type investments. So every year, and I wonder if this is going to be a pattern, every year I'm going to say a lot of people play catch-up, and they start to catch up when? About October, about the fourth quarter. They start to sell because they're behind. Oh, I better take my money out. So I don't know if anyone's calculated that yet into all this selling complex, but think about it. When you first start your required minimum distribution, when you hit that 70 and a half, it's not over until you are over or the account is over, meaning the account's empty or you passed away. But even if you pass away with the IRA, guess what? It goes to the next generation. They're selling. They pick up the selling because they have to take required minimum distributions. So I'm wondering just how much money is coming out because of the required distributions from all the retirement accounts. I mean, think about that. That could be a lot of money. Everybody you worked with at your age bracket, they all saved money, right? And they all put it in these mutual funds and 401k plans, right? For the most part, they're all taking money out, right? And they're probably not reinvesting all of that. They're spending some of it. They're living on some of it. And, of course, you can't take it with you. But this will, I think, will only get bigger because more and more baby boomers are getting closer to retirement. So, and then the other part is, and this is one of our questions, this question came from Bill in Pittsburgh. Well, how much money's coming out, or how much money do I have to take out? Well, the IRS has a chart, but let's do some simple numbers here so people understand. When you hit retirement age, and I'll say 70 and a half, you have to take out, and I'm going to round it off. I'm going to make nice, easy round numbers. At 70, you're going to take out about 3.7%. So people say, well, what does that mean in dollars? Well, take your account. Let's say you have $100,000 in your retirement account. 3.7% of that is $3,700 you have to take out. Okay. Now, what's going to happen December 31st? That's next week, right? That's the end of the year. That's the last day to do some of these things. At the end of the day, in midnight, the computers will go to work and start calculating your value for year end. This value will now be part of the formula for you calculating your RMD for next year, for 2019. So how much do you have to take out, Bill? I hope this helps you out. It's 70. You're taking out about 3.7% of what your IRA is worth on New Year's Eve. Okay, you wake up January 1st, New Year's Day, you know what your account's worth. Multiply by 3.7%. As you get older, go from 70 to 71, 72, you know, and on and on and on, that percentage goes up. That means you have to take out more dollars. So at age 75, let's say we had $100,000, we got to take out 4.4%. We now have to take out $4,400, okay? We started out at $3,700. Now they want $4,400, okay? Now, we're assuming that your market value of your account's holding its own. And if your market value of your account keeps growing, guess what happens? The amount you take out keeps going up too. So it's in percentages. So when you're starting out, think about 3.7%. Bill, I hope that helps you out. Okay, stay tuned. You're listening to The Money Line Show. My name's George Dukovich. We're going to take a short commercial break and be right back.
To call in with your money questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. The Money Line will return right after this short commercial break.
Your business is growing. Your needs are changing. Raymond James Financial Advisor George Dukovich is committed to helping you design a financial plan for your life as well as the life of your business. As a business owner, you may be looking to expand, transfer the business to a family member, establish a 401k, or invest in Key Man Insurance. Whatever your needs, they can help. To learn more about their business services, call George Dukovich at 412-281-3119. Located in Pittsburgh in the Strip District. Raymond James Financial Services. Member FINRA. SIPC.
Dear VetTix, thank you for a great experience and for your support of the military and veterans.
Thank you so much, VetTix. Our family has gone through a lot the last few years, and this gave us a nice break.
Every empty seat at a concert, game, or a special event is a missed opportunity to say thank you to a veteran. Give your extra tickets to VetTix. Give something to those who gave. For more information on how you can make a difference, go to vettix.org.
To call in with your specific questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. And now, back to the Moneyline Show with George Dukovich.
Welcome back to the Moneyline Show. This is George Dukovich, and a reminder to our listeners, phone calls that you, or the phone number you can use for your phone calls, 412-281-3119. That's 281-3119. Toll free, 1-800-400-3119. And don't forget, you can use those numbers during the week. There's no such thing as a dumb question. We invite you to call in. Had another question from Pittsburgh. This one was from Darwin. He had a question about an IRA, and it sounded to me like it was a beneficiary type IRA that he had to take money out of, the required distribution. And his question was, what's the penalty if you don't take it out? We talked about this a few times. It's one of the bigger penalties out there. If you don't take it out in the right time, there's a couple ways to time different things, but you have to be really careful with this. So you don't want to say, oh, I heard there's a couple ways of doing it, I'm not worried about it. No, you got to worry about it. Basically, if you don't take out what you're supposed to take out, you're looking at roughly a 50% penalty. So let's go back to Dave's question at the beginning. I got $3,700 I got to take out, right? 70, got to take out my required distribution. And I know it's $3,700 because I did the calculation. Well, if you don't take it out, what's half of $3,700? Pretty good penalty, right? $1,850, something like that. Plus the tax, plus what else you got to get out. So it's not a pretty thing. You need to get it out, okay? But what's unfortunate, I think sometimes there's a lot of people, single older people by themselves, and every now and then we forget something, right? Forget where we parked the car, forget to get the mail, forget to take your RMD. I mean, think about it. You got to stay on top of that. So that's why it's important that if you have some elderly relatives and they have, you know, and you're helping, make sure you look for things like RMDs and taking the right amount of money out, because it'd be a shame to pay a penalty like that for nothing, okay? And all this has to, you know, deal with taxes, and you can get ready for taxes now. Again, Monday, last day to help with taxes, but the Internal Revenue Service is advising all the taxpayer out there, now is a good time to prepare for your 2018 tax return. If you have a lot of money coming out, some people talk to a lot of retirees, they don't hold any taxes out of their Social Security, all of a sudden they get a big tax bill. And they hear about it from friends or whatnot, and they go, oh my God, I didn't hold any taxes out of my Social Security. It's going to be taxable. And it's taxable at certain income levels, and that gets a lot of people by surprise because they're not prepared for that. They thought it was free. Hey, no one told me I'd pay tax on my Social Security. Well, if your income's so high, you do. You got a tax payment coming up that you could make. You can still make a payment. Even though next week we're going to be in a new tax year, you can make a payment the middle of January for 2018. You can send the payment in to Uncle Sam, and you can send the payment in to the state of Pennsylvania, estimated tax payment. So get some cash together. Might have to do some more selling, right? So I wonder if that's figuring out into the plan, too, the beginning of the year. I've got to do selling for estimated tax payments. Pretty soon we'll be selling for everything, right? Nobody will be holding. So you have the middle of January to send in this tax coupon. They're easy to print off. You go to the various websites, the state of Pennsylvania government site and the IRS.government site. Go to the government sites. Don't go to .com. That's not the government. They're .govs. And then you can print down all the forms you need and all the coupons you need. And what I tell people is make photocopies of it. Make sure you send it in. So there's a lot of things that you can do. There's a lot of preparing that you can do. You can file paper returns. And if you haven't seen the new tax form, I guess you might call it, the 1040, looks kind of interesting. It's like half a page. That's interesting. Now, I wonder how many people are actually going to use that with that new standard deduction. We were looking at it this week in our office, and it was kind of neat. It was like the old half of, it's not the postcard, you know, we're not there yet, but it is kind of half a page. More than 70% of taxpayers out there, you do qualify for free tax software through IRS Free File, and you can find out about that on irs.gov. You know, make sure you go there. They have a mobile app, though, but I don't know if I'm doing my taxes on a mobile app. I have a hard enough time doing them online, let alone doing them on my phone. But they do have it, so you have a lot of information there. They also have volunteers. They have a Vita Tax Program, which is the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance and Tax Counseling for the Elderly. They have those programs. And sometimes you'll see those in different church or community centers throughout the area. They get people that are trained on, you know, doing some taxes to help you out to prepare your return, if it's a simple return. You're not going to use the volunteer people if you have depreciation on rental property and things of that nature. You probably want to get set up with someone that's qualified to know what they're doing. So you can check all that out. And then you have the software that you can buy off the shelf, too, a lot of the software from the various vendors to help do your taxes. And then, if, like I said, if you really need help and you have questions, sit down with someone and you're going to pay for that service. I mean, let's face it. That's how you're going to get the good advice that you need to get those taxes in. So middle of the month you have for sending in that tax payment. Now, next year, here's the tax tip of the year, all right? You have, this year we're going to start with this new standard deduction, right? The big one. If you're married filing jointly, it's $24,000. If you're older, you get a little bit more. For single, it's $12,000. If you're older, you get a little bit more. When we come back from the break, I'm going to give you the tax tip that some of you might want to start right from the get-go. Now, this is especially designed for people that are over 70 and forced to take required minimum distributions. You're going to get a lot of bang for the buck out of this tax tip. It's going to save you some nice money, and it's going to allow you, believe it or not, to take a deduction you thought was gone. So be prepared for that. I also want to talk a little bit about they did send out the new numbers for 401ks and savings plans next year. They're now all adjusted for inflation, so they're all bouncing up. But again, when we come back, I'm going to talk to you about this tax tip for the new year that some of you might want to take advantage of right away. Okay, stay tuned. You're listening to The Money Line Show. My name's George Dukovich. We're going to take a short break and be right back.
To call in with your money questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. The Money Line will return right after this short commercial break.
Your business is growing. Your needs are changing. Raymond James Financial Advisor George Dukovich is committed to helping you design a financial plan for your life as well as the life of your business. As a business owner, you may be looking to expand, transfer the business to a family member, establish a 401k, or invest in Key Man Insurance. Whatever your needs, they can help. To learn more about their business services, call George Dukovich at 412-281-3119. Located in Pittsburgh in the Strip District. Raymond James Financial Services. Member FINRA. SIPC.
Carlos, you getting ready for bed?
I'm studying, Dad.
Well, he's doing his homework.
Something we should be doing.
What do you mean?
That guy we spoke to from a so-called mortgage rescue company, he mailed these papers to sign.
Should we?
I don't know. What if it's a scam?
McGruff the Crime Dog here. Safeguard your finances and protect your home. Start by finding a free legitimate housing counselor today.
Take the first step. Visit ncpc.org/mortgage fraud. This message is from the National Crime Prevention Council and U.S. Department of Justice.
To call in with your specific questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. And now, back to the Money Line Show with George Dukovich.
All right, welcome back to the Money Line Show. This is George Dukovich. Again, to our listeners, you're tuning into our program on Saturdays at 7:30. Sunday, if you're listening, it's a tape replay of our Saturday program, and it's on much earlier, 6:30. We will take your phone calls up to about an hour after today's program. You can use the numbers 412-281-3119, toll free 1-800-400-3119. And don't forget to visit our website at dukovichfinancial.com. You can also call that number during the week if you have something you want to talk about that takes more time than just a couple of minutes. If you have some, you know, serious financial topics to go over, that's fine. Just call during the week. Hopefully we'll slow down a little bit next week and everyone take a breather. We'll see if the selling stops and the buying begins. But anyways, the tax tip for all of you people over 70, and if you're not 70 but you have a, you know, parents or someone like that, With the new standard deduction amount for married filing jointly, it's like $24,000, and if you're over 65, you actually get more. It's very difficult to itemize. That's why they come out with this new tax return. It's like half a page, okay? Because people aren't going to be itemizing, all right? So it might impact charitable contributions. But here's the deal. You have to take this required distribution. The required distribution can go right to your charity, directly to your charity. The money that goes to the charity, say, for instance, let's go back to our $3,700 discussion, right? The first year we're taking money out, $3,700. And let's say throughout the year, you give $100 a week to the church. What's that? That's $5,000, right? You could take all of your required minimum distribution, all $3,700 of that, and send it to the church. Doesn't even show up on your tax return. $3,700 of tax-free money coming out of your IRA because it's a qualified charitable contribution covering your required distribution. How about that? Doesn't even show up on the return. So what's the impact of that? You're still getting the write-off. And people say, why? I'm not putting anything on paper. That's right. You're not putting anything on paper with the write-off, and you're not putting that IRA distribution on your tax return. So far, this is probably one of the biggest winners I've seen out of this new tax code. So why am I telling you now? Well, people go to church every week, where people have charitable contributions they might make on a monthly basis. The new year is next week, so you might have to get started. So you might want to set this up automatically where you can have that money go, you know, every month or so. Now, I don't know how small some of the vendors will go down to. In other words, they might say, well, we're not doing it for $5 or $10. You normally have to have, I would say, a decent amount of money, you know, $50 or $100 or $200 or something like that, because it's a lot of paperwork too. But it's going to save you some money. So you're forced to take that money out. You want to take care of charities. You use your IRAs to get the tax break. It's better than putting it on your tax return, because a lot of times the tax returns, the itemized deductions, had some ways of phasing out here or there. So you had all those issues to deal with too. This just wipes it clean. You don't even have to put it on. You're not even putting the RMD on your tax return as an IRA distribution. So start to work on that. That's one thing you can do for next year. And I know a lot of people don't write their checks to the end of the year for charities. That's fine too. You can wait till then. But keep that in mind. If you have to take out the so-called $3,700 of required distributions, you can wait till the fourth quarter, and I guess we'll have a selling all over again, unfortunately. Let's spread it out a little. Let's have everybody spread it out so it's not all at one time. And then just have it ready to go. And that you won't even pay any income tax on that required minimum distributions. That's one of the big tips of the year. That's one I can tell you. Now, next week we'll have our year-end review. We'll see what the markets have done. We'll see what the scorecard is for the year. We'll see what's happening to the markets, to interest rates. We'll look at the mutual fund categories. We'll pass along some more tax tips to see, you know, what you could take advantage of. Everything is adjusting. Now, we have the numbers. We know all the numbers for this year, 2018. The new numbers are coming out for everybody, for deductions and for savings. So until next week, this is George Dukovich saying, hey, Happy New Year to everyone. Be careful out there. Take care. We'll talk to you next week on The Moneyline Show.
And that wraps up The Moneyline Show. Thanks for tuning in. And don't forget, if you have a question for one of the financial professionals at Dukovich & Associates, call their offices now at 412-281-3119 or toll free at 1-800-400-3119 on the web at DukovichFinancial.com. And one of their professionals will get right back to you. Your question may even be included on next week's edition of The Moneyline Show. Dukovich & Associates specializes in retirement, investment, and estate planning for individuals and business owners. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, member of FINRA and SIPC. Dukovich Financial. They help you with your most important decisions. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Dukovich Financial Services, Inc. is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. The views expressed during The Moneyline Show are not necessarily those of Wish Radio staff or management. It's recommended that you consult with your financial or legal professional before making any financial transactions. The content discussed during the Moneyline Show is designed to help the general public increase their knowledge of financial planning subjects. The information discussed during the Moneyline Show is not intended as a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any security referred to here in the program. You should discuss any tax or legal matters with the appropriate professional.